USA News, I'm John Schaefer. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is urging House Republicans to prevent a government shutdown.
It is up to them to fix whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House. It is up for them to fix.
She emphasized the importance of passing funding legislation by week's end, urging Republicans to honor the deal negotiated by President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. There's time ticking for Congress to dodge that government shutdown this week. The House is set to vote on crucial funding bills today, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy might face a support shortage. A handful of staunch Republicans are holding up legislation pushing for significant spending cuts. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan today, demonstrating his unwavering support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay increase.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability given his age of 80. Polls indicate that a majority of both Republican and Democratic voters believe Biden is too old for the office. UPS is set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season. The company's job portal advertises full and part-time roles, now offering a higher pay rate of $23 per hour. The positions are open nationwide, as stated by UPS in an official announcement. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
A growing number of prominent Democrats are calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his indictment on federal bribery charges. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey have joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard expected of public officials. Attorney General Merrick Garland is assuring families who lost loved ones to the fentanyl epidemic that the Justice Department is dedicated to stopping it. Speaking at DEA headquarters this morning, he outlined efforts to target cartels in Mexico and suppliers of precursor chemicals in China. Joe Biden apparently isn't a hip-hop fan.
President Biden under fire for calling LL Cool J boy during a speech to the Congressional Black Caucus, with everyone from average Americans to a popular radio host scolding the president for the unacceptable comment about a black man.
Two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL J Cool J, by the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs.
Pollster Lee Hartley Carter believes Biden can hurt his chances of being reelected if he keeps offending black voters. I'm Corey Myers.
And good news for TV fans, the Hollywood writer's strike nearing an end. According to Variety magazine, late-night talk shows could be back on the air by next week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.